Today, the lectionary takes us on a journey. We are leaving the Gospel of Mark, a point of this year in the lectionary cycle, to go on a five-week tour of the Gospel of John, specifically chapter 6 of the Gospel of John. Starting today and ending on August 26th, we will travel through almost every verse of the 6th chapter of John's Gospel. That's a rather unusual lectionary journey. We tend not to be quite so thorough. So why the lengthy trip through John's chapter 6? Well, it is certainly an attention grabber at the beginning. This first reading begins and ends with miracles. Ripping off the first miracle, the feeding of 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish, I have come to think of this passage as a miracle sandwich. The bread, we will hear a lot about bread in chapter 6. The bread in our miracle sandwich, the two miracles, is so appealing that it tends to make us overlook the less appetizing filling. But as we all know, it is not a sandwich without a filling. You think I've lost it? Come find out. Look at these miracles. Jesus provides what people need. A crowd of thousands has fallen from up a mountain. Having seen him heal the sick in the cities and towns below, they want to see more. They want to know who Jesus is. After the journey, Jesus knows everyone is hungry. He takes a young boy's 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, gives thanks to God, and then breaks them to share among the people. All eat as much as they want, and 12 baskets of bread are collected. Amazing. Later that evening, his disciples get into a boat and leave for Capernaum without Jesus. Night falls. A storm comes up. The sea gets rough. They row 3 or 4 miles. One imagines they're struggling with the wind and the waves. Suddenly, they see Jesus walking toward them on the water, and this terrifies them. He responds with one of the most comforting, reassuring lines in the Bible. It is I. Do not be afraid. The text says that when the disciples recognize Jesus, the boat immediately reaches Capernaum. Our miracle sandwich offers us the delicious bread for which we hunger. Jesus meets our need. When we are hungry, he feeds us. When we are living the dark and stormy night, he says to us, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Actually, the Greek does not say, "It is I." It says, "It is I am." We have heard that before, "I am." Way back in the book of Exodus, at the burning bush, Moses wants to know God's name, and God replies, "I am who I am." Thus you shall say to the Israelites, "I am has sent me to you." Did John intend this connection? I don't know, but it fits, doesn't it? It is I am. Do not be afraid. God is here. The Son of God is here with you in the midst of the storm. Do not be afraid. Our two miracles speak to us about who Jesus is. Jesus and God are one. In Jesus we can place all our faith. He will provide for our need. come and save them from the misery of Roman oppression. Time to take matters into their own hands.